Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lundishman Sam Yaakov Shom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Mometzio Daf Kuf Tetzayin. The top of Amud Bey starts the 10th and final parak of Mometzio, and it starts with the words of Bais Ve'Aliyo Shel Shnayim Shenoflu. You have a house, you have an attic, and you have now two people. One is controlling the house, as one is controlling the second floor. And the second Mishnah, in the end of the Amud, the Mishnah says that if the Aliyah falls, so then the Baal Aliyah Yoyred Vedar Lamato comes down, he lives down in the house until the Aliyah is fixed. Now just before we start, just to mention that this Mishnah, this concept of Baal Aliyah, has brought down in Divrei Arizal and has a deep explanation in Inyan Alpikabal. And usually, when you have big, deep Inyanim Alpikabalo, there is a more simple Inyan that comes up on the surface that G'dayla Adoyos gave us. And we'll mention here two of the explanations of the Inyonim that are hidden in this Mishnah. First is the Yaris Tvash. The Yaris Tvash, Chalak Beis, Jewish Tzayin. It goes on to speak about the difference between Bo Kamo, Bo Metzio, Bo Basor, Beis Hashem, we'll get to it in the end of the Masechta. But he mentions Bo Metzio is connected to Beinuni. Someone who has, you know, he's a little bit of a tzaddik, a little bit of a rush, or a combination of both. He's not a full tzaddik. That's how the Masechta starts with Shnayim Oichsim Metalis. You have two sides, two people holding a talis. So when a person is not a full tzaddik, he's a beinuni, he's a middle person. Sometimes he does aveiros that need tikkun, needs to be fixed. Well, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do to help him out? So brings the Aris Vash in the name of the Zoyar and the Arizal. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sends an neshama of a tzaddik to be misaber, to connect to this person. And that neshama of the tzaddik helps the beinuni, helps this middle person to come and grow and reach the levels they can reach. Says that's the remez in the Mishnah. You have a bais, the bais belongs down here in this world. You have a aliyah, which is a neshama coming from above. The house breaks, meaning the person down here in the world made a virus and he has a broken home. How will he fix it? The one of the aliyah, meaning the neshama from the world above, comes down and lives in the house, meaning the neshama of the tzaddik gomer comes and lives in the body of the beinuni until everything is fixed up, till the house is fixed and the second floor is fixed, everything's being fixed up, and then the neshama of the tzaddik can live. That is the tzaddik that brings the beinuni back to toif, and that's what he goes on to say. That's why Mesechta Bo Metzio ends with Perek Habayis Ve'Aliyo, because Mesechta Bo Metzio belongs to the Beinoni, and we have the Aliyah that comes and helps out the Beinoni. Tvoy Mifloy Me'oid of Rivinus and Abishitz. Another Mehalach in this Mishnah is brought down the Noyim Elimelech. Chelek Beis Pasha Shlach, he says the following. He says, Ke'edu Api Kabbalah, that there is Nitzoytzeis Oyuris in the world, that everybody has to be Sakin. Everybody has to come and take out and extract and his avoidus Hashem, the nitzoytze gedusha that are hidden in the world. This is the pshat, a shemaim shemaim l'Hashem. In shemaim, everything is kaddish. That's already belonged to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The haaretz nasa levnei adam, but human beings got the haaretz to take out the gedusha from there, to reveal the nitzoytze gedusha which are down here in this world. He says that's the between a bayit and a aliyah. The bayis is haaretz nasa levnei adam. The aliyah is kivyachol the shemaim shemaim l'Hashem. The house is broken, meaning that the Adam has to come and fix it. He has to come and take out the Nitzitzi Gdusha, correct the wounds of this world. He doesn't want to do that. He doesn't feel this roi. So Baal Aliyah comes down and lives in the house. When he comes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down to help the Adam be able to fix. That's the idea of Shechino Begalusu. The Shechino is with us in Galus to help us do the Avodas Hashem. And then we have to pay back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he gave us. And that's Aldei Shiro Yisrael Tishbachos, our Avodas Hashem, our Tefillah, is to give Yochel, pay back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the fact that he helped us do our Avodah. And he goes on based on that to explain another Mishnah, Taharis Ayin Sham. So it comes out that Bais HaAliyah, Bais is Ha'aretz Aslav Ne'odom, the Aliyah is Mokom Oisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the remez of the Mishnah is regarding the Bais HaAliyah. Another mahalach, similar somewhat to the Rinus and Ibishitz, but from a different angle. And these are some of the remuzzing that this parak and Mishnah include. Anyone who wants to join Shom Machshava email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.